this Alice?
This is Alice. And I know exactly why you're calling, Ben. You can't even believe how excited I am.
That is fantastic.
I love it, Alice.
$675, and you are now legendary. You're a winner of the Wiki Word.
Thank you so much.
Nicole, have you any idea why we're calling?
I won the Wiki Word.
Yes! You know how much you got?
Is it $575?
Man, you are on top of it, Nicole. On top of it.
Happy Wednesday to me.
$575.
Thank you.
Hi, is this Leanne?
Yes, it is.
Did you play the Wiki Word today?
Yes, I did. Did I win?
You did win. You won $1,950, Leanne.
Oh, my. Well, that's great.
Do you know what you're going to do with this money?
We've been thinking about some vacations. That'd be a good amount to do something like that.
You could be next.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much.
In the WIKY newsroom, I'm Brian Metcalf. A nationwide search for the fugitives from Alabama came to an end right here at Evansville. There was a heavy police presence on U.S. 41 near Anchor Industries where the vehicle crashed. Vandenberg County Sheriff Dave Wedding provided more information minutes ago at a press conference.
As we were working on this today, we gained information that a vehicle matching the description of a suspect vehicle was near our sheriff's office. So the U.S. Marshals Task Force and deputy sheriffs went to the area. Soon thereafter, the male and female fled in a vehicle on Highway 41 northbound. The Marshals Task Force officers intercepted them, actually collided with them to try to end the pursuit. When this occurred, the female driver of the vehicle shot herself and the passenger was injured. They've both been taken to local hospitals.
U.S. Marshals were in Evansville investigating a tip that a truck believed to have been used by two fugitives from Alabama was found abandoned at a car wash in the 2000 block of South Weinbach Avenue.
We got this call earlier this morning, about 5:30.
I was wondering if you all know what's going on at the new bridge there, 231. They have it blocked off and closed both ways. Everybody's having to turn around and go down to the Blue Bridge.
Yeah, and she had said that her husband had called, says, you know, call Wiki and see what they know. And Jay got on it, and here's the situation, because it has developed over the course of the morning. Now, it started overnight as a chase in Spencer County, correct?
That's right. There was a chase involving Spencer County Sheriff's deputies that terminated on the bridge, and apparently one of the participants in that chase, one of the chasees, not the chasers, is out of his car and is threatening suicide, and Kentucky State Police are negotiating with him right now, and Indiana State Police are assisting. I was talking to Trooper Corey King just a few minutes ago, and he was confirming all of this for me.
Spring is here, and that means you've run out of time to put off those outdoor projects that were on hold through winter.
Wait, what?
Lucky for you, 104.1 WIKY wants to help you with those projects. With a WIKY Outdoor Overhaul Contest, we're going to give you a chance to win a share of over $12,000 worth of outdoor project prizes. From Ace Roofing and Construction, Cavanaugh Pools, Vision Green Erosion Control and Turf Products, and Ace and Sons Fence Company. Keep listening for your chance to win from 104.1 WIKY.
You signed up for that outdoor overhaul, the Cavanaugh Pool?
I did.
Tom, we're here to tell you, you are the winner.
You have got to be kidding me.
$3,500 from Cavanaugh Pool.
I had a problem with my pool over the weekend.
Yeah, the timing couldn't be better, I don't believe.
Could not be any more perfect. Thank you, Jesus.
The possibilities are endless, Tom.
Thank you guys so much. My goodness.
Phase 3 is Cavanaugh Pools and our outdoor overhaul, and you, Tom, are the winner.
Thank you guys so much.
Good morning. Listen to you every day.
Well, thank you so much. Do you remember this outdoor overhaul thing?
I do.
Jamie, you are the winner.
Awesome. I've been playing this stuff for years on here.
Well, you scored big this time.
Yeah, because we've got $3,500 for roofing or gutters from Ace Roofing and Construction.
The Lord is good, let me tell you.
$3,500 you use for your roof, gutters, or anything you want to build outside. Anything you want to build, Ace will work with.
I appreciate it very much.
Jamie, congratulations.
Thank you very, very much.
My name is Donna Marquis, and I had a call from you earlier this morning.
Outdoor overhaul. You signed up for it, didn't you?
I did.
Donna, it's you.
For real?
Yes, for real.
You won.
Awesome.
You won $1,500 of Vision Green Erosion and Turf Products.
Isn't that awesome?
That is very awesome.
In WIKY's Outdoor Overhaul, Donna, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You've helped us raise over 15,000 pounds of frozen turkeys for the Tri-State Food Bank with a 104.1 WIKY Tons of Turkeys campaign. Presented by Robert John and Associates. Help us make sure people in need from our area have a great Thanksgiving meal by donating a frozen turkey. You can bring your turkey directly to the food bank's new location on Lynch Road in Evansville. You can also make a secure cash donation by clicking on the Ton of Turkeys banner at WIKY.com. Be sure to check the box that says you'd like your donation to go towards the 104.1 WIKY Ton of Turkeys with Robert John and Associates and 104.1 WIKY.
All right, let's recap. I guess we have a some final numbers here. Which one are you going to cover first?
Let's cover, well, the pounds that we've collected so far.
Okay. Drum roll here.
Drum roll, drumstick roll.
So
4,872 pounds.
Whoa! Yeah. That's
awesome.
Amazing.
It's awesome. I mean, almost 2.5 tons.
Okay, so, all right, that's the first one. We have 2.5 tons of actual turkey flesh. And now the dollar amount. Kind of curious to see what this is. Ed?
We just topped $6,000 from Wiki listeners, so that means 12 grand total with the Lyondell-Bozzell match.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy cow.
Now that is blown out of the water. That's a record.
Wow, a record. I'll say.
You know, and especially when all we ask is 20 bucks.
Yeah, and you know, we had that anonymous donor that dropped off $2,000 in cash.
Right here, in case you missed it, it was last week. Mm-hmm. An anonymous donor dropped $2,000 off in an envelope right here at Wiki.
I know, it was amazing. And I want to thank whoever that donor is. I mean, that was just amazing and inspiring. You know, we got another $400 donation shortly after that from a Wiki listener. But that was, I mean, this is a story I'm going to tell my grandchildren if I ever have grandchildren.
All right, so far to date, how many tons of turkeys have we raised for the Tri-State Food
Bank? Well, in pounds, it's 25,553 pounds. Do the math, it's 12.78 tons, over 12 tons, nearly 13 tons of turkeys.
Here we go, Glenn, another successful year, a ton of turkeys.
Absolutely.
All right.
You
Glenn,
too,
thanks
Glenn.
For all the work. This
thanks,
is
Wiki.
Fantastic. You betcha. Fantastic.
Help us make sure every kid in our area still has a great Christmas by donating a new unwrapped toy to our annual 104.1 WIKY Ton of Toys campaign to benefit St. Vincent de Paul. Presented by Lucas Oil Centers and Super Mega Replay. Drop off your toys at the St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store on Walnut Street in Evansville, either Lucas Oil Center location in Evansville, or Super Mega Replay locations. You can also make a secure cash donation on our website, WIKY.com. Help us raise a ton of toys this Christmas with 104.1 WIKY.
On June 6th, 1944, a C-47 plane named That's All, Brother, led the main airborne invasion of Normandy. This magnificent plane led over 800 C-47s that dropped over 13,000 paratroopers into a battle that forever changed the course of mankind. Come see the historic That's All, Brother C-47 at the Evansville Wartime Museum, August 6th through the 8th. Reserve a flight while they last at thatsallbrother.org. Complete details at evansvillewartimemuseum.org.
Homegrown, rooted in southern Indiana, the 101st Vanderburgh County Fair. With a $30 fair pass, you can enjoy six fun-filled days at the Vanderburgh County Fair, July 25th through the 30th. Monday night, the go-kart races and the Queen Contest. The 3-Bar J Rodeo is back on Tuesday evening in the grandstand. Wednesday, an evening of entertainment with Sean Stemmeley.
We're looking for a good time.
Opening for Michael Ray in concert. Both brought to you by Kenny Kent Toyota. Thursday, the Hot Farm Tractor, ITPA Truck, Semi Pulls, and if that's not enough pulling power, the Lucas Oil Pulling League Professional Tractor Pull on Friday. Brought to you by Melke Mechanical Electrical Plumbing. Wind up your week with the on-the-spot Demolition Derby. The 101st Vanderburgh County Fair, July 25th through the 30th at the Vanderburgh 4-H Center, Highway 41 north of Evansville. Online at VanderburghCountyFair.com. Advanced fair passes available at all area schnooks.